Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone, Olympic Games 2020 to be held in Tokyo, Japan recently started and are being held in 2021. The Olympic Games originated in ancient Greece as many as 3,000 years ago, and from the 8th century BC to the 4th century AD, the Games were held every 4 years in Olympia. They were revived in the late 19th century and have become the world's preeminent sporting competition. So, for today's story, I'm bringing you the most popular myth surrounding the origin of the Olympic Games. It is the story of Pelopas, the founder of the Games. Pelopas was a local hero of Olympia and an extremely handsome man. The story begins with Enomaus, the king of Pisa, who had a beautiful daughter named Hippodameia. Her name means she who masters horses. According to a prophecy, Enomaus would be killed by his daughter's husband. Fearful of the prophecy that claimed he would be killed by his son-in-law, he told Hippodameia's suitors that they could marry his daughter only if they defeated him in a chariot race, and if they lost, they would be executed. He killed 18 suitors after defeating them in the race. Pelopas came to ask Hippodameia's hand in marriage and prepared to race Enomaus. Worried about losing, Pelopas went to the seaside and invoked Poseidon, his former lover. Poseidon was the god of the sea, storms, earthquakes, and horses. Reminding Poseidon of their love, he asked for his help. Poseidon agreed to help Pelopas and caused a chariot drawn by winged horses to appear. Pelopas, still unsure about winning the race, along with Hippodameia, who fell in love with him, devised a plan. They convinced Enomaus' charioteer, Myrtilus, to help him win. Myrtilus was convinced by Pelopas, promising him half of Enomaus' kingdom and the first night in bed with Hippodameia. Myrtilus, who loved Hippodameia himself, was too afraid to ask her hand in marriage from her father, agreed and sabotaged the king's chariot. The night before the race, while Myrtilus was putting Enomaus' chariot together, he replaced the bronze linchpins attaching the wheels of the chariot axle with fake ones made of beeswax. The race began and went on for a long time, but just as Enomaus was catching up to Pelopas and raised his spear to kill him, the wheels flew off and the chariot broke apart. Myrtilus survived, but Enomaus was dragged to death by his horses. While Myrtilus tried to claim his reward and have sex with Hippodameia, Pelopas killed Myrtilus by throwing him off a cliff into the sea. As Myrtilus died because of Pelopas's betrayal, he cursed Pelopas. This was the source of the curse that haunted descendants of Pelopas. In memory of Enomaus, the Olympic Games were created, or alternatively, the Olympic Games were in celebration of Pelopas's victory. Enomaus's chariot race was one legendary origin of the Olympic Games. Hope you all enjoyed the story and learned a little bit about Olympics trivia. This myth is one of the origin stories, however, the most popular one. Since this is not a traditional folktale and more about the sequence of events, it is a bit tricky to analyze it. However, it is still a story that has been passed through generations, and if it did happen like how it is narrated, there are definitely few points which are cool and some which are not so cool. First of all, the relationship between Pelopas and Poseidon, and then Pelopas and Hippodameia, is great. Love in the spectrum. Let's normalize that. Then, believing in prophecies is a personal choice if you are superstitious or not. However, Enomaus killing the person who lost the race is a bit extreme. Just say if you win, you marry, and if you lose, and not marry. So there won't be a son-in-law to kill you, right? Probably wouldn't have made a dramatic story then. At this point, I do want to say that we should not glamorize chariots or horse carriages. That was a different time, obviously. But now, in many cities, horse-drawn carriages are seen as tourist attractions and romantic date nights, evoking nostalgic images of days gone by. Yet, underlying these quaint notions is a reality for the horses. Daily exposure to noise and pollution, heavy traffic, hard pavement, long work days, constant heavy loads, standing off hours in concrete stalls, and lack of access to pasture. All these aspects are directly detrimental to horses' welfare. Also, horses are afforded no federal protection under the Animal Welfare Act, which sets minimum standard of care and housing for the animals which are protected by the Act. You know, just something to think about. Coming back to the story, what's up with Philopas cheating like hell, getting winged horses from his ex-lover, aka athletes after performance-enhancing substances, and then bribing the charioteer? Like, come on, give Enomaus a chance. And using Hippodamia as a commodity to barter is ridiculous and patriarchy at its peak. So that needs to be called out. Obviously, this bias wasn't an issue because Philopas was the founder of the Olympic Games. We can extrapolate this to the bias and racist and sexist history of the Games. The revival of the Olympics was by and for white men. However, now the Games are more inclusive, but some of the rules are the lingering byproducts of racism and sexism within the Olympics. Some might say that policies and rules are the same for everyone participating. So technically, the policies themselves aren't racist or sexist, but when enforced, they often have racist and sexist implications. For example, the aquatic sports governing body banned the use of a swim cap designed to accommodate natural black hair. So this policy forces black swimmers with long hair to alter or accommodate their biological needs or social experiences in ways white people do not have to. This is just one example. The Olympics also has a history of racist and sexist media coverage. We will see if 2021 will be any different. However, as a viewer, I want to congratulate all the athletes and their support teams, the ones who qualified, the ones who didn't qualify, the ones who win, and the ones who don't win, because training and competing for this level is an amazing feat in itself. On that inspiring note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.